the pattern has also emerged that it's not even just a selected one-sided approach, which again gets into interesting, compelling issues of academic freedom. He's fabricated evidence. He's cited data that doesn't exist. And in particular, in the contracting for sex article, and this, you know, it took me literally 2 minutes to go through his footnotes and sources. There are no contracts. And to make a theory, both economic and game theory, out of something that doesn't exist, you know, might be an interesting academic exercise if you're talking about a Toyota motor part, but you can't do this with something that has been defined by the United Nations as a crime against humanity, let alone dismiss, as he did subsequently in an op-ed piece, that the contrasting view in the scholarly world, as he calls, is a pure lie or quote unquote a North Korean plot.